I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
None of that.
Goes.
We know who goes first.
Yeah, we fucking know who goes first. This one upped their decks. I'm pointing at Sean.
It's one of us, basically.
You feel like going first?
Yeah. I'll teleport to your shoulder with a little, like, nod, and I'll shoot Vince.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Okay, all right.
Oh, just before I do, Case comes flying at your head.
Distraction.
Just as you look at me, yeah. From the corner of your eye comes... Mike. Just from the corner of your eye comes a squawk and a pair of talons towards you.
I will say, as you reach for the Case goes for Flint, I'm going to step in front with Gracie.
With your bodyguard stance?
Yes, so yeah. You have to attack me instead.
Okay. Oh.
And I'm just going to step in front and there are just tears running down my face. And I'm going to say, Toby, please, please, please don't do this.
No specials, but 3 damage.
Oh. Okay, so what is that?
Also, not to be that person, but how much joy are you feeling?
I would say not a lot right now. Oh, God.
I'd say
So I have 2 guard and I have 1 defense. So does that mean I circle all my guard?
That means 1 success is removed because of the defense.
Yep.
And the rest you soak.
Okay, yeah. So now I have no guard left. Okay. Oh, God.
Who's next?
Can't save that world, but I will save this one. I shoot at Vince, you jump in the way, and I catch you with a bolt.
As soon as that occurs, I love this weird fucking 3-on-3 PvP that's going on in the corner.
We got a giant DM on our side.
And in almost like a...
Oh, you've got the rulebook, I want the rulebook.
There's a flicker of acknowledgement, and Logan looks at Flint and he says, fine, you'll have an army. I'm quicker. He's going to slide through. Think of like a samurai stance where their feet stay on the ground and they shift forward and his rapier is going to come forward looking to slice up in an upwards motion from Flint's hip through his shoulder. And I'm just going to go for a straight rapier shot. And I'm also going to utilize this. I'm going to put a cross onto one of my die.
Yes.
So I'm going to incorporate my new task into this, which is to have somebody, Flint, underestimate me or ignore me at a moment where they really shouldn't. Which I think this is classified as a moment.
Oh, God.
My hands are literally shaking.
Ignore that fool. Worry about me.
I feel like rough. That you have been distracted by as such.
And I'm also standing like directly in front of you, I guess, so I'm probably blocking your view of what's happening.
Add a cross to your die to make someone drastically underestimate or ignore the fool in a situation where they really shouldn't. So I guess I'm arguing that there might be some sort of mechanical advantage or disadvantage from them. That is how that manifests.
If that was, I would say, probably I would either give you an advantage to attack Flint, or I would give him a disadvantage to attack you. Since it's your fluke, those are the two options I've presented you. Which would you like?
I'll take the advantage on that one.
Shocker.
Yeah.
So the gamble on this is I have to put the cross on first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm just going to say, as Ellen, I am really sorry, guys.
No, you're not.
As Allegra, eat my shit.
So even if we're totally united, we would have all had to fight.
We would have had to kill Allegra.
Yeah. And I think this is a rather brazen... This whole thing is foolish. Mm. We are attacking each other.
At the end of the world.
So I'll grab my fool's die. Let's go for gold.
I have totally hamstringed myself for this fight because where can I find any joy in this moment? There's nothing. There's nothing to be had.
There might be. There might be. I can give you a prompt if you'd like on your turn.
So what that is, Christ. Is that is first of all, three successes. And then what that is a circle on my fool's die.
Okay. What is your defense?
I have three guard, two health.
So you have no defense?
No defense.
Okay. So,
but I have three guard to soak up those three hits.
Yeah. Yeah. No successes get deducted, but you have the guard. But
there's a fluke of luck that
you do get a fluke of luck. It's your fluke, so you get to pitch it, and I get to use my discretion, unless anyone else at the table has an idea.
I have a drastic one.
Okay.
So I'll go for the drastic one, and maybe you can help me pitch it down.
Sure.
Or my attack, even if temporarily. I feel like the flat of the blade cracks Flint in the throat, temporarily mitigating his voice and his ability to use potential. That's my upper tier, and I'm wondering if there's a way to...
A disadvantage on the voice might be the medium ground
there. I feel like a disadvantage, or you need to make a roll to see if you can or can't use it. But I'll say I think disadvantage is neater within the mechanics of the game.
I don't think you can deny him the whole voice, but exactly I think you can put a disadvantage on a voice roll.
Oh, he can't.
Okay.
As he slides through, he kind of... gets bumped slightly by Cat, which shifts the handle of his blade. Instead of getting the sharp edge, it twists his grip into the flat side, and that's what cracks up through, and Flint just catches a flat blade straight to the throat.
You will have disadvantage.
Okay.
And I know that what sucks is I know that Flint goes next.
I do have three decks, so unless...
Unless Allegra has three decks.
It's all yours, man.
Okay. Allegra's big but slow.
Mm.
That's not very nice.
I get knocked back a little bit. You see my face kind of start to drown in shadow. My eyes glow. One of them like a kind of murky jade. One of them a bright emerald green. And I'm because I have my two different emotion spokes collide into one specific emotion I have access to now, which is kind of the intersection of the two of them. And I'm going to direct my voice towards Toby and Logan. I'm imagining that my emotion I'm trying to get them to feel is not what they're currently feeling, which will give me disadvantage plus the additional disadvantage.
Oh, yes.
What is that emotion?
I am going to tell them both to submit to us leaving. Submit to me and to us and to us leaving.
So terror and trust, submission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
And before you roll, see, here's the thing that is really good. You got Chris Bond on side. So you flashback to give yourself an extra advantage.
Yeah, you...
Yeah, I could. Yeah. I haven't used
one. Squeeze out every edge.
Yeah, if people haven't used your flashbacks... Remember.
I mean, I had a flavor one. It didn't give me a mechanical.
Yes, no. The flavor ones don't. Yeah,
exactly.
Don't
right.
Yeah.
I will take a flashback.
Do it.
To a time when in rehearsal, one time, I had a little bit of a moment where some of the cast that I was working with, it was one of the first times I did a more amateurish production after working professionally for a while. And I kind of just lost it and had a bit of a prima donna moment at some of the cast who were just really... not working when we should be working. They were talking while we were doing a very intense scene in the room when they were meant to just be either being quiet and politely watching or maybe in another room rehearsing something else. And I lost it at them and probably greatly embarrassed myself and seemed like a bit of a pompous asshole and then proceeded to leave the room in anger after scolding some of my cast members. And I'm going to kind of channel that fury and kind of righteous anger that I had at that moment into this moment. as I kind of bellow out for them to submit to me.
Please roll. So you are at... what,
it one, was disadvantage.
Minus one disadvantage.
Yeah. Minus
two advantages, one disadvantage.
Yeah. So let's simplify
and
that.
And I am trying to control them, not attack them specifically.
Yeah. It's not just raw damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one success, which means I can change the dice intensity, which was a 3, by mm-hmm. 1 in either direction.
Yep.
And I am going to change it up to 4, which makes it, the intensity is more intense than love for a soulmate, is the way that they'll feel this. And I believe that the wording is, if the intensity is less than the willpower, not equal or greater.
Yes.
If it's less than, then targets can try and resist it.
Yeah.
But if it is equal or greater than, which unless you have higher than 4 willpower, both of you, theoretically, it
you have
just...
higher than 4?
Yeah, I have 5 because I just upped my intellect.
So then you can try and resist this.
I will try and resist this.
If you have 4 or less willpower,
it
affects you.
Okay.
And you do submit to the request?
The request, which is to go home.
Yep. Cool. At this point, speaking of squeezing every advantage.
I love how we're getting, like, we're also in our notes. Yeah. Like, we're double-checking all our abilities.
Hey, Allegra or Ellen, take my D6.
Oh, no.
Someone pass it down to me. Thank you.
Oh, no.
If you're in a dire situation, hand your GM your D6. The GM will describe the unfeasibly good luck that rescues you and possibly your friends from danger. My friends at this point being... us two.
In order to still make things fair, I'm going to pitch this. People, tell me what you think, because we are still a democracy. The players are. The paragons and the
paragons are something
they're
else.
They're all
happening,
yeah. The players, us, the players, we are still a democracy. So I think it would still be cool for to not completely take away Max's power. However, I think is it fair for you to still roll a resist?
That's what I was going
to
say.
For him to be able to have the chance to resist.
I want to mitigate it.
You
wouldn't
have the chance.
No, because you have a chance, but I don't.
I think that feels fair.
Yes.
And how does he get his D6 back?
I give it back with an unlucky
bad moment.
Yeah. So I have to sacrifice that.
What is it called?
It is. It's called If All Else Fails.
If All Else Fails, yeah.
Okay, so then Toby and Logan, you can make a wisdom roll at a difficulty of half the intensity. The intensity is 5, so...
do the round down or up?
Can I say the good luck is like a crack of booming...
Well, I was going to... Yeah, I was going to assume because you are near Allegra, the sound waves, it almost like... if you imagine the frequency struggling against like the current of the boom that is coming out. So, please, if both of you roll against...
So it's I don't know the specific way this works in this game. So the difficulty is half the intensity. The intensity was 5. Oh, so the intensity was 4.
So it's 2.
So it's two right?
Two, so you need 2.
So that's a
2 success.
Difficulty, and it's a wisdom check.
Wisdom 2 difficulty.
So you take away 2 dice on a wisdom check.
I can't pass, so I need...
why can't you pass?
I only have wisdom 2.
But I imagine it's like minimum 1. I don't know.
It's difficulty 2, right?
It's difficulty 2.
So I need to get 3 successes to pass.
You do, yes.
Yes.
Don't you need 2 successes to pass?
No, the difficulty is 2.
So it takes away 2 successes.
Takes away a success.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, but isn't difficulty 4? I'm confused.
The difficulty is half the intensity. The intensity was 4. So the difficulty is 2.
Yeah.
Each difficulty takes away a success.
Can you
take away a success?
So even if you roll 2 successes,
you need to have advantage on this.
You would still have no successes.
So I would need to have some kind of advantage and roll all successes.
Flashback time.
To resist.
Shut up!
I was about to say.
Goes both ways.
Flash. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have to win.
I was going to say either. I would argue I get an advantage because I didn't actually get an advantage from that crack of sound yet.
Yeah.
True.
Right? I'm just doing my normal roll.
Yeah. Or you flash.
You got the advantage of being able to make the save at all.
Yeah.
Or I can make come up with flashback.
I mean, okay. Also, this from me, and this is up to you, of course, Ellen. But I feel like, actually, if it's not possible with a straight roll, your ability would give you an advantage or like just what you need to maybe pass.
Yes. I would say you both could roll
3 dice.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's kind of pointless.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
We want the drama.
Yeah.
We want the dice to still have some sort of
how
effect.
Storytelling.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
how
exactly.
Long does it last?
If it works, how long does it last?
Yeah. Yeah.
It lasts for as long as I choose it to last.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It does. But it does mean while it's affecting you, I can't do it to anyone else.
Yeah.
One success.
Two successes.
Bagger.
Fuck so. You and your fucking voice!
We've been saying it this whole time.
That's why
OP.
That's the first thing I went yeah. for. I
me too. Both, that's I why I shot him too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So
that is getting them to submit to leaving with us.
Yeah. How does that look in your head and to the two players who are having it happen to them? How does that play out
what
for you?
What you guys all see as this happens is the D4 in my cup, in my whiskey glass, disappears. And then you can kind of see, just glinting in both of their eyes, this little emerald D4s in their eyes, kind of with this tiny little emerald glint.
In Logan and Toby's eyes?
Yeah, in both
That's
their eyes.
That's fucked up. I love it.
And it's no longer in my glass. So I don't have this currently.
In addition to that, as he resists as hard as he can, there is just tears just pouring down Toby's face as you take his will away. Because he, in there, he doesn't want to, but his actions are out of his hands now.
Yeah. You see Logan, like, freeze in place as he's got his upward swing.
You're, like, right next to me.
Of the swords, like, right next, like looking over you. There's this internal struggle, and you just see the moment his eyes kind of like relinquish, and it just softens ever so slightly, and he's still frozen, but his muscles just like relax, his grip loosens, and he's stock still.
I want to just quickly turn to Kat in this moment as well, as I kind of see it take hold in Toby and Logan, and with very, very sad eyes and a very big forced smile, I want to say, we get to go home soon, okay?
Okay.
It's good. This is great. It's an exciting moment.
Okay, yep.
Just Allegra, and then we home. We're home
okay, yeah.
with everyone else.
Okay, yep.
Go
Gracie,
for it.
Yep. Gracie, we have to do it, okay?
I don't feel so good.
I know. I'm sorry.
I feel kind of not happy. Oh, what do you want me to do?
Is it my turn now?
What?
It's either you or Xavier. So.
What are you, twos?
Yeah, I'm a two.
Yep.
So fours for Logan and myself.
Three for Max.
Three for Max, and then the twos next. We're waiting when Allegra is going to act. Apparently, she's not acting yet.
Yeah.
So you just went,
Well, I'm deciding.
She's deciding. Okay.
I am a two.
Okay, so you can just choose whatever you want to step in because you're in charge.
Not quite. I checked the rules.
Yeah. Right.
So it depends.
It's like narratively.
It's narrative, yeah.
Not entirely.
Right.
Player characters go first.
Oh.
So.
She's a player character.
I am
is
a
the
player
master
character.
A player character?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Yeah. Boo.
Yeah. It's very clear that she
yeah,
is a player.
Yeah, she is a player. She has a die.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And look, pedants, you know, get in here because I know I am playing kind of rituals, but I have got a PC master build.
Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, I think you're allowed.
This, because we have been doing things a bit different from Roll2Cast, it is a mishmash of the rituals playthrough and a campaign.
It's what we need in this moment is what we're getting. So you look like you're trying to act.
I mean, yeah, or is it Allegra?
This is hard being a player, but also being...
Or Xavier.
Or we can roll off.
Or Xavier,
also,
yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Why don't check we let the dice decide,
I was
gonna
say,
guys?
We could decide.
Yeah, rollies.
Okay. Roll that D3.
Let's just roll a D6.
Each,
yeah. And okay. See who rolls. Yeah. Who Come wins on. The roll off?
Hot dice. Low.
I'm hoping she has some kind of power to help us.
I don't need to shake the dice because my hands are shaking so much.
Yes. So is mine.
Oh, okay. I got a three.
Three.
You two roll off.
Oh. What if Ellen still
six.
Had a six? Two. Just got them to roll off.
What if I was a real bitch like that?
All right, I got a six.
What do you want me to
okay,
do?
Okay, so as I look advance and I turn my mind to Gracie, I say, okay, all right, we can do this. And I'm going to point Gracie towards... Toby, and any sense of joy that you felt at the thought of staying here, I am going to attempt to siphon from you.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
No
Holy
shot!
Shit,
I love this game. What the
man,
fuck?
Man, if you thought Toby was sad before,
it's fucked up.
Well, I want to shoot you so badly again. I want to shoot you again.
Okay, so it does say the GM ascertains how strong an emotion the target was feeling, but of course I don't know what you want to do with that since it's a PC.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't particularly happy about what was happening. No, there was like a little bit of happiness
I'd
about.
I'd say you can probably get like a point.
Yep. Get a point out of it.
Pretty dour.
So if you want to, you can resist with a charisma roll.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to. Yeah.
All right. So what was our, because I was on a joy level of 2, but that does not feel appropriate for this situation.
No.
So I do think you just drained completely. That's kind of feels right to me. Yeah. So I'll be up to 1.
Cool.
It feels right.
It's this is for any other rules lawyers. I'm sorry. I realize I'm not actually able to use any of my stances if I'm not feeling my emotion. And I used the bodyguard stance.
You must have been feeling a tiny bit.
So maybe I was feeling a little bit.
You had 1.
Look, you took damage, so, all's fair in love and war.
What's the emotion exactly?
Ecstasy.
Yeah, but that encompasses joy and serenity.
You had the joy of stepping in to help your friend and fight.
Also, you did just say, like, we're going to go home.
Yeah.
That
like,
was after.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is true.
Okay, feel this small amount of joy, and it's bizarre because I feel awful as I am pulling it from Toby, but then as it sort of enters Gracie, and then I, in turn, feel that slight bit of happiness. We're gonna go. We're going home. I'm gonna rush up to Allegra, and I'm gonna attack with
Please
Gracie.
Do.
Okay. Oh,
roll for me.
Okay. Do I roll my d8? I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
Yeah. If you are using your abilities, you can roll your d8.
Yes.
Yep. And that counts. One, any successes on that count as special.
And any flashbacks that you do.
Yeah, I can do a flashback. I can dredge one out of me. Let's go. Okay.
Can I be really mean?
Please be mean. Yeah.
Were there any times that you and Allegra actually just hung out, maybe, and you got to see a little twinge of weakness in her kind of aloof goth girl facade, a little bit of the darkness and sadness? You just saw a little tear of it. That is the metaphorical weakness that you spotted, the crack in her armor, and that's the thing that allows you to kind of charge forward and
literally
take her down.
Maybe I like stayed back after a game to help kind of pack up or...
Let's do it.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So what are you doing after this? That was a great game, but... Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I was a little fuzzy on some of those rules, so I know I was getting a bit pissy at you.
It's okay. Like, I know that I get a little over the top about the rules. It's fine.
No, but it means like you care, you know, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have the shit? What's the date today?
25th.
Oh fuck.
What is it?
Oh, it's Yeah, it's a birthday. I have a birthday to go to. Well, I don't. It's a birthday.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, I forgot it was my mum's birthday. But that's cool. I don't need to anything.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Do you need anything? We could go out or something if you want?
No, I mean, it's not like I need to do anything. Right. I don't need to get a cake or anything.
No, but we could take your mind off it.
This is what takes my mind off it. As she holds the dice before she packs them into her dice bag. So, I've already done more than enough. Kat, I'm sure you've got some cool extracurricular things, right? You've got band or
something,
debating.
Yeah. All right. Well, you take care, okay? Just let me know if you need anything.
Yeah. I'll see you next session.
Yeah, I'll see you later. And I'll just walk out. And I think as Kat is remembering this in the current moment, just that oppressive feeling of guilt of like not doing something for a friend that you knew was struggling, like offering but superficially in a like, oh, can I do anything?
I'd say you've earned that die.
Actually hits a bit close to home.
Oh no!
Well, you know,
I'm so sorry.
No, that's what the game is about.
Remembering that about the towering giant
humanizes
her, makes her defeatable. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Plus, you know, it's the meta thing, but this game has costs.
So I got two successes, which are sixes, but I did get a one on my d8.
Whoa, which means...
I don't actually know what that means.
I don't think you have
does
a...
Does it mean anything for me?
Anti-special. No, usually a crit fails or no successes with a
that's
one.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Okay, cool.
But usually your emotion powers have a special attached to them. Don't you have the show off?
Yeah, I have specials. I wasn't sure if I had like a crit fail or something.
I don't, not unless...
No, you shouldn't.
No, just very unlikely to have crit
fails. It's more like... I think it's...
Crit fails are an optional rule, so they're not usually baked into mechanics.
That's it. It was pretty, like, I remember from reading, it was pretty adamant about a six is really good, and that was the only deviation.
So do I just use one special, or can I pick two?
If you got two specials, you can apply
two specials.
Yeah,
can apply
specials.
Two specials? Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so as I rush forward to this huge, towering Allegra, with Gracie kind of glowing with Toby's joy.
Let's do this!
So I'm going to use the fast special, which means if this hit removes a guard from your foe, remove two instead of one.
I have a defense of one.
It's guard, though.
But I'm just saying in terms of successes.
But you also got two damage.
I got two.
That is going to hit through your guard could theoretically take away two guards.
Two, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I can only spend one special because only one of them hits.
Because of the defense, yes.
Cool, yeah. All right, that's the one
saying,
that I'll pick.
Because you only got, one hit.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay,
cool. So you have taken it away to guard.
Yeah, so I guess Gracie just slices a little deeper than usual, kind of finding the weak spot.
If you recall those years ago, was it your... No, it was one of the rogues. Damn it! We almost had verisimilitude. Never mind, it's fine. You slash at her Achilles tendon.
You're thinking about the one that climbs up? That was DW.
That was you, but someone else took out one of the heels on the other leg, I think.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Can't remember.
That's fine.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Carry on.
Be mad at me in the comments. I deserve it. You won the roll off, my friend.
Xavier is going to use a light blast. Which is not light, as in...
a light blasting.
A minuscule blast.
Yeah, medium rare.
Gentle blast.
Yes.
Blast light.
Summer blast.
So blast light.
With my...
Better than summer teeth.
With my basic spells, my scripture, to cast them, I use my willpower dice ball plus a d12 with a difficulty of 0.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to flash back.
Please do. What are you flashing back to?
I'm flashing back to the first game after the initial meeting. It's... Xavier helping set up in that little alcove in the library, the warded off section. And the thing that flashes this back is all the candles that he has helped steal from the chapel and set up in that little alcove in the library. He's lighting them along with Allegra, the two of them together.
These are fantastic.
Yeah, I don't feel amazing about stealing from the church, but also it isn't a Sunday, so...
And also our families pay money to this school, to this chapel, and the chapel is for the students to use, so...
And also the minister hasn't been helping out as much as he could in the soup kitchen, so...
And it's not like, I mean, we're going to give them back their candles that are meant to be lit... For the students, so...
And role-playing games definitely aren't, you know, demonic and purposing Catholic candles for a role-playing game is certainly not a perversion or any sort of thing.
If the church was smart enough to make a role-playing game, they absolutely would. It's not completely out of the realms.
You've spoken it. Now you've spoken it into existence as the Dungeon Master.
Well, now I'll have to bloody write the thing, won't
I? You've got that power.
Yeah. I got scads of power, me. Yeah. Teenage
girl. Over our little stories.
Sure. That's the one thing I can control.
Yeah.
Great. Take your die.
Come on, Xavier.
In a super meta way, Ellen, the GM, I take a cost of emotional damage when I make you roleplay these scenes in order to get your
all
die.
All ones. Come on.
No. Come on. All sixes, baby.
It's not bad.
So,
it's not the worst thing.
I've rolled three successes.
Ooh, jeez.
One on my, a 9 off my d12, a 6 and a 5.
That's two specials.
Two specials. And I've got two ones, which means I'm going to incur 2 god debt.
Ooh, even on scriptures. Wow. Ouch.
Yeah. However.
Yes.
Just wanted to say however.
Olivia.
Yes. Oh, wait, hang on. Yes.
Miracle time. Let's re-roll these dice. Come on, you're feeling lucky. This could get you 4 debt to me. If I roll 3 ones, that means including the first cost of this miracle, first single debt, I'm going to re-roll 2. You could pick up another 1.
The winds stop blowing for a second. A lightning crack appears in front of you, but the light dimming to the form of Olivia.
Do you really know what this would mean?
I mean, I'm in debt anyway. In for a penny, in for a pound.
No, but like Sebastian said, we're not stupid. The debt works here. When you go, we take it. And that amount, that's you dead twice over? Is that right?
Well, look, Sebastian has some debt that I have to clear, and this is 2, so that's a bit.
Don't you want to leave? Isn't that the reason you're fighting?
One miracle, one debt, one reroll.
A miracle?
One debt for this miracle. Give me one reroll. Come on.
You'll be in one debt to me?
One debt, and then any extra ones that I roll would add up. You're at 2 at the moment, guaranteed. What I'm saying is 1 for you now, and I get to roll these 3.
She slides her hand over to you where your ring would normally be.
What you need to understand, darling, is I don't necessarily want your debt to go up. Because when you leave, I take it.
That's fine. We just won't leave straight away. I need to spend a bit more time with you. I'm guaranteed debt now. Right? So if you don't want my debt to go up, just give me this 1. 1 debt, 1 reroll. What do you say?
It's your life you're rolling away.
It's 1-1. Come on. Hot dice.
Okay.
You may reroll.
Love you.
So you owe her 1 now and you owe Sebastian's
2.
2. So guaranteed you're going to take 3 debt when you leave this
correct
world.
But if I just let that stay, it would have been 4.
4, yeah.
So this is better for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's the same. I picked up another one. So,
oh my god,
that's the same.
It's squares, yeah. Right? It's
but with still an extra special.
All that happens is I just get an extra special.
You do more damage to Allegra.
Correct.
That helps.
What's your debt at though? 2. Did you just increase? Okay.
So I'm at 2 and 2.
Oh, what's your constitution?
We can get into that
oh,
later.
Oh no, he's not going home.
Ooh.
It's all right.
Is he going to sacrifice for all of you? Oh, wow.
Personas don't know anything about these mechanics.
Yeah. we don't know what his debts are. Yeah.
So,
Max is just pointing at his head.
Okay, let's keep going.
So, I deal 4 points of damage. 4 successes. Now, do you have any defense?
1 she has, yes.
I have 1.
So, I take 1 away.
Yep.
So, I deal 3 points of damage. You have 0 guard.
Yep.
Cool. Are you still up?
Yep.
fuck.
Ha-ha!
She lost, what, 2 guard before? So
That's 3 damage.
Yeah, so it's just damage. Oh, no, sorry, yes, because you...
You took 2 guard off her. I don't know how much guard you had. So
Now I have 0.
Right. Mm.
So you just took 3 wounds.
Yes. Oof. And I'm still up.
Yeah. Well, it's the master. Of course.
Yep. Yeah. She's tanky.
She's big.
Okay, that was my turn.
You did great.
I move away.
You did great.
I take a step away.
Like, do you blast her in the eyes?
Yeah,
in the head,
how do you attack me?
Do you remember how we did it at the very beginning?
Okay, so we had someone climbing up. That was a rogue. We had someone slash the back of the tendons. We had psychic damage.
Luna slashed the tendon.
Wasn't that you? And then did we have like
a smite?
I believe I used a blast.
In the eyes.
Yeah, I think that might be right.
Yeah, blinded. Yeah.
So then
did it come out of your eyes? Or?
I think it comes out of my hands.
Right.
I think it comes out of the left hand. And if you were looking particularly closely, it would be the ring finger.
Where Olivia slash Lucius. Yes. Touched your hand.
Yeah. Xavier puts his hand out and just closes his eyes and aims his hand at Allegra, the master.
It is a very X-Men move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's the magic
Xavier.
He's Professor Xavier.
He uses his move to move away.
I take a guarded step and move 5 feet.
Yeah, not
sure
how far you can get from the 50-foot woman.
I end my turn.
You're up. We've waited all round.
I know, but my plans changed.
Yeah. We don't even know what you can do.
Yeah.
Do mean things. Smite them all.
The great unknown.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to think of what Allegra really wants.
She really wants to go to therapy and end this. Just go get some therapy. Look, Kat will pay for it. You know, like, come on.
So... Toby and Logan are incapacitated. They are
brought to
their knees.
We have submission.
They have submitted
to the idea of going home.
Our will has been circumvented.
Mm-hmm. We are now actively working towards going home.
Yes, correct.
How tragic, and which kind of tragic?
Oh.
Go for the most tragic.
Always.
The tragic of tragicus. Is,
as you said, like we don't get any more chances after this.
This is it. This is the last time we play.
I think Allegra looks to cast her eyes downwards to Toby and Logan and says, you know, I don't want to take your choices away from you. And maybe everyone was right in that I stacked the deck in my favor for my ends. I don't want you guys to pay for that. She snaps her fingers. Toby, Logan, you are in a small room, like a waiting room. You have been transported into Allegra's pocket dimension, as it were.
Right.
Out of the fight.
So we can no longer fight against you.
Are we out of the control of Flint's?
Well, now, gee, that's an interesting...
What did you use on us?
Because is it...
I have a dungeon in a pocket dimension.
Yeah.
Like, is it distance? Like, if we, you know, we're very far away.
It's
is like there
scene-based,
like
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it lasts as long as you want it to last.
The only stipulation is I can choose to end it at any time, or if I choose to use it on someone else, it instantly ends from the effect it's currently having on others.
I have mastery over the dungeon, and I can use my own powers within it.
That
but
makes sense.
It is still within the world of Dai.
Mm.
And to be quite frank, what Allegra is trying to do is stop you two from getting attacked.
Yeah, so that you can vote yes when you've killed us.
Yeah. Ah.
Not necessarily.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
We're in a pocket. We can't do anything. So
yeah. We just pop in.
Oh.
You pocket dimension and you're still sad.
No, but I have no one else to siphon now.
Yeah.
This goes...
Old car magazines.
That uses the last of
my... Give me that car magazine.
Natural abilities. However, Allegra's still going to try her best. She snaps her fingers again. No more speaking.
Oh, no. Is she attacking him?
Which hand do I hold the D20 in?
Oh.
What the fuck? Ellen's just given...
Yeah.
Are these real powers? They must be, right?
I think this is how the game works.
This must be the real power.
Ellen is holding out her two fists.
This with
oh, sorry, for those listening.
Yeah. Ellen has put out two
I have
fists.
Two fists now. In one of them is a D20. Because Allegra has extended past her natural reserves, the world is breaking and she is pushing it to its limits.
Right.
By trying to do this extra attack.
Yeah.
Fucking
pick
Max.
Which hand is it in?
No pressure.
I'll point at the hand that I suppose normally bears your staff, which for this one is the one with your ring on.
Your left hand.
Oh!
Is that good? Is that bad?
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.